Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed, and today we're going to talk about the topic of Tumas Akum, Tuma of a non-Jew. Where does this come up on today's daf? On the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses how much food is needed for an Erev, for a person, two meals. So is that personal? Is that objective? Like, what if somebody eats more than someone else? So that's the context where this comes up. So the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar Hachi, did Reb Shimon ben Elazar say, as the Gemara had quoted earlier, Ma'arvin lechola ulazakin k'de mezono, that even an elderly person and a chola needs enough food for his Erev, for his own meal. Ula ravtan besudabenin the shakal adam. But for a ravtan, somebody eats a lot, needs sudabenin. It goes objectively. But 1 second, do you go by objective standards or do you go by personal standards? Vatan Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Og melech habashan pischo kemiluo. O melech habashan, his doorway is as much as he could fill. What's the context there? This is talking about the halacha of sof to malatzes. If there is a dead body in a house and there are five different psachim that the dead body might go out of, so all of the psachim are tameh because that's part of the house. But if you could already foresee that one of the psachim is going to be the one that the dead body will go out from, so only that one is tameh under that doorway, but all the other ones are tar. Machlokas, whether that's a din d'rabbanan, halacha Moshe Misinai, different Rashis in a few places. But either way, O Melech HaBashan, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, the Pesach that you go by is Kemilu'o, Rashi, Lahatzil al Shar Psachim. You need it to be that size to be saved the other psachim from Tuma. V'yilaka Pesach t'chaz, and if there's no doorway that's big enough for O Melech HaBashan, then they're all equal, because you're going to have to break open one door, Kol Chor Mali Egrov Shebek Salam Tamein, every hole, every area, because nothing is going to fit him as is. You're going to have to break one open, so all of them are equal in terms of not knowing which one it is going to be. So the Gemara says, but there, what are you supposed to do? And the Gemara answers based on a detail for that O Melech HaBashan. V'yabaya hasam hechi levit. Hadume nahadme v'nifke. What are you supposed to do over there? Right? You're supposed to like cut him up into limbs and take him out? No. So that's why that's a separate din, different than Erev. But the Gemara says here, O Melech HaBashan wasn't Jewish. And we're talking about Tumas Ohel of O Melech HaBashan. Says the Sh'ar Mitzion Balacha, it doesn't really mean it. It doesn't really mean that a goy is going to be Matame Ohel. One doesn't have to read it that way. It's just a mashal. It's a mashal for somebody big. He quotes like the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei, where the Gemara talks about O Melech HaBashan regarding the shear of eating on Yom Kippur. O Melech HaBashan Bikoseves regarding eating on Yom Kippur. So again, there too, it's just to use a mashal for somebody large, not Dafka, that in Akum is Mitame Ohel, or an Ohel Ames. So let's talk about this a little bit. So a non-Jew, a goy, cannot be Mekabel Tumah, cannot become Tumma in any way. That's the Gemara in Nazir and Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara looks for Makoros, and the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, that a non-Jew is not Mekabel Tumma. And of that Rambam in Perek Aleph is Tumas Meis, of and Tumas Ohel specifically for a Jew. And the Rambam says, Ve'en goy metame ba'ol v'davar zeh kabalahu. And this is Kabbalah. Harehu Omer. He goes a different makar than the Gemara quotes. Harehu Omer b'mochemes Midyan. At least the certain Gemaras. Kala nogeya b'chalal. V'lo hiskir sham Ohel. Because by Midyan it talks about Maga. It doesn't talk about Ohel. V'chein goy eino nase tame meis. A goy cannot be mitame ba'ohel, but the part that's important for us here is the second half. A goy cannot become tame meis. El a goy shenagam meis on his soul ohel alav. A goy that touches a dead body or carries it or is mile on it. How are you kamishalo naga? It's as if he didn't. Wasn't nogeya it. Lamaze dome lebehema shenagam meis ohel meis. So just like an animal cannot become, again, chas v'shalom, I'm not comparing animals to goyim, but regarding this halacha, they're the same in terms of not being mekabel tuma. Sorry, we read that. And then the Ramah is not only Tumas Meis, Ela Pachola Tumas Kulan, Eina Goyim, Velo Behema Mistamein Bohen. Goyim are not Mitame, cannot become Tame from any Tuma. This is by Tumas Meis. The Ramah expands this. The Ramah says this by Tumas Tsara'as as well. In Perak Tes Halacha Aleph, Hakol Mistamein Bin Goyim, Afilu Katan Ben Yomo, Vecha Avadim, Avalo Goyim, Velo Gertoshev. Goyim are excluded from Tumas Negoyim. If a goy gets saras, he is not Tameh. And there are also in Metameh Mishkav Amoshav, Perak Beis Halacha Yud, In terms of Tumas Hayotze Megufo, Goyim Ein Mitamin, Lo Beziva, Velo Benidas, Velo Beleda Din Torah. None of the Tumas Hayotze Megufo apply to a non-Jewish. Ne'amar Dabriel B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Lehem Ish Ish Ki Yezav, B'nei Yisrael Mitamin Beziva, Velo Hagoyim. That's Daraisa. Derabanan, there were most of some of them. V'cham Gozer Al Kol Hagoyim, Shiyutmeim Kizavim, L'chol Divrehim, Zacharim Unikevos, Aval Ketaon, but only Gedolim, and not Ketanim. Good, but that's the Rabbanan, but the Raisa, a goy is not Mekabal Tuma at all. But our question, and the Machlokas, is what about being Metame others? Being Metame others. That's the Gemara in Meseches Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a Machlokas Tanoim about this issue. The Gemara says, Tanya, V'chein Haya Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Einan Metamin Ba'ohel. Rashbi says, a non-Jew's kever is not mitame ba'ohel. Rashi es ha-ma'ahil aleihem. Someone who is ma'ahil, a Jew who is ma'ahil on a goy's kever, he does not become tame. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'atein sonit son mar'isi adam atem. Atem kruim adam, ve'ena ovdik ochavim kruim adam. The category of adam is for Jews and not for non-Jews, right? Because you see there, Hashem's sheep, Hashem's tzon is adam. We are Hashem's sheep. And that we are called Adam, and Ovdei Kochavim are not Kari Adam. And by Tumas Ohel, it says Adam Ki Yamus Ba'Ohel, and therefore Tuma only applies to those that are called Adam, and only we are called Adam. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that a guy is excluded from Tumas Ohel. Ravina says a little bit further on. Ravina Amar Nihi Dematinu Kra Mi Itzmuye Ba'Ohel Dichziv Adam Ki Yamus Ba'Ohel Mi Maga Umasa Mi Matinu Kra. From Maga and Masa, were they excluded? Rashi V'Gabi Maga Ashkacha Nogea Be'Etzem O Bechalol Deloksiv Adam doesn't say Adam by Maga and Masa, and therefore they shouldn't be excluded from there. Hilka Chafagav Delo Mikri Adam Mitamo B'Maga U'Masa. Even though they're not called Adam, they should be Metame B'Maga U'Bimasa. That is the Shita of Ravina. What's Adam? What's the issue? So the Tosfos points out here, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, we find the word Adam that does appear by Goyim, or the Gemara Sanhedrin Nuntes, Kohen Gadol, sorry, Akum Sh'osik Batorah, we know an Akum, Anadju is not allowed to learn Torah. Aye, doesn't it say, an Akum Osik Batorah, how are you, Kohen Gadol? Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam, V'chai Bohem, Kohenim Levim V'Yisrael Olnemer Ela Ha'adam, so Ha'adam includes non-Jews there. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. There's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam. For Rabbeinu Tam, as far as Yesh Chilek, Ben Adam La Ha'adam, the Ovdei Kochavim Bechlal Ha'adam. They're included in Ha'adam and not Adam. Sounds like a word game, so to speak. Rabbeinu Meshulam Ayomer, Gabi Peronis Dafka Kamar Atem Kriyim Adam. De La Ratza Lichtov Yisrael Behedya Gabi Peronis. Ava Gabi Ha'adam V'chai Havil Mechtov Behedya Konim Lim Yisraelim. It's just a question of what it could have written. Okay, we answer the question of Adam and Ha'adam. The Klei Yakar, in one of his writings in the Olos Ephraim, in the first chelik of the Olos Ephraim, in Os Mem Os Chav Beis, he talks about this message of Adam. What do you mean, man? A guy is not a man? The answer is no. He's a different shot. Adam, he notes that there are a number of words that can mean people. Number of words that can mean people. Ish, Gever, Enosh, Adam. Four different words that can mean people. Three of them have plural, have Rabim. Ish is Ishim, Gever is Gvarim, Enosh Anashim, Adam, there's no plural. There's no plural for Adam. That's the message here. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael. No other nation has the Achdus like we have, and that's Adam. Ki kvar yadua, sheshem Adam yora al Achdus umazu, says the Klal Yakar. V'yal hashalom shebeinehem, yoser mi bishar umos, shechalak libam zemizeh, lefisha dalud shemos yesh lechal Adam, ish gever, enosh Adam, ubishlasha masidu lefamim elashen yachad, lefamim elashen rabim. As he quotes, Ishim, Paale Aven, Lechuna Hagvarim, Enosh, Anashim, Zulas Beshem Adam, Lamatsinu, Adamim, Lashon Rabim, Vimkenu Yora La Achtas Apashin, who sowed Amro, Valdemus Akise, Risu Demus Kamara Adam. And that's what he says. That's the message of Adam. Vechulu, and he continues and talks about this. But anyway, that's just Hashkava point on the word Adam, but this is the Machlokas this is the issue brought up in the Gemara. What do we paskin? We paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we paskin like Ravina. What do we hold? So if you look in Tosfos, we'll start with the Rambam. Sorry. The Rambam that we just read before. The Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Ravina. the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ramban here in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph all quote that a goy is not metami ba'oel but is metami b'magu b'maso, that a Jew can, is, if a Jew touches the dead body of a non-Jew, he does become tamei mace. Right, that's the Rambam. Ve'en a goy metami ba'oel v'ayomer chazidyon v'chein right, nogea b'chalol, that's not ohel. So it comes to just maga and masa, so that is tami. Kesa mishtav, yavagav, the rabbanan pligi alei, even though the rabbanan argue on Rav Shimon by Yochai, and they would say that a goy is metame b'masa, pasa kamoso, he passes like Rav Shimon by Yochai against the rabbanan. Why? Mishum Damash Bashad, Ravina Sava Kavase. Number one, because Ravina sounds like he paskins like Rishum Bayachai, so it's not just the Rabbanan, it's Ravina, and Elio Anavi paskins like him. What do you mean, Elio Anavi? That's the Gemara in Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The Gemara has the story Kuf Yud Dalet, I'm an Aleph, Rabba Bar Avua finds Elio, who is in a Beis HaKvaris. The Kaiba Beis HaKvaris shall Ovdik Achavim. A non-Jewish cemetery. What's he doing there? Good kasha. Can you learn halachas from Elio Anavi? Right, that's also a big discussion. But either way, he asks him a detailed question about Choshe Mishpat, and then he asks him, Amar le lav kohen humar? Aren't you a kohen? Right, aren't you a kohen? Rashi quotes, Ikalamant Amar Eliyahu hu Pinchas. Aren't you a kohen? Tosfos discusses, there's really a machlokas of what shevet he's from, but the Gemara is assuming, aren't you a kohen? And therefore, my time at kohen, my rebeis akvaris, Amar le, lo masni mar taris, don't you know halachas and taris, titanya, Rav Shemaya Chai Omeri, quotes Rashbi, kivrein shalav de kochavim, main metamin, kivrein of the kochavim, not metami, shenei mar, same Gemara, Yivamis, vaten soni somar isi atem, adam atem, atem kohen my bein adu kochavim, kohen adam. So what's the, don't you know the halacha? And the Gemara says, Amar le barbola matzina, b'shisa matzina, we're trying to learn the Dalet Sadarm. Right, the ones that we're not familiar with. So, Lamaisa, he didn't know it. Okay, but either way, he didn't know that we paskin that way, but the Gemara seems to say that Elio Navi says that we paskin like Rav Shimon Bayochai. So it says the Kesem Mishnah, that's why the Rambam paskin like Rav Shimon Bayochai. Number one, because of Ravina, and number two, because of Elio Hanavi. The Rambam also in Hilchas Avel quotes this, not only in Hilchas Tumas Meis, but in Hilchas Avel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Ein Hagoyim Mitamin Be'oel Lefichach Kivroseim Tahorim, Umutar Lakoin Likanis Lashem Ulidrachal Kivroseim, Veino Aser Ela She Yiga Betuma O Yisaena Kamo Shebi Arnu Sham. Maga and Masa is Aser for the Rambam, and it's compared to Nevela. It's compared to Nevela, right? Nevela is also going to be Batami Bagu Masa, so too in this regard. Tosfos there in Yevamos argues though. Tosfos in Yevamos says Dibra Maschel Mimaga Mima Tenu Vialaga Dakseva Khalashiga Prayasade Obe Etsem Adam Hadashida Banazir Linyan Ohel. Right, that other is connected to Ohel. The Omeri de Ain Halacha Kareb Shimon. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon Bayochai. The Rav Shimon Gamliel Paligalei, because Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on him in Meseches Ahalos in the 18th parak. The halacha kamosa b'mishtaseinu b'tzrichin hakohanim lizar mikiv de'av de'gochavim. And therefore, the kohanim have to be zohir. That sheet is tosfos. You have to be zohir. I want to bet Elio Anavi. Ubeperak hamakaba b'uvda de'Elio de'chashel avar avu akir Rav Shimon Bayochai de'hacha t'chuyei kamad chilei. He wasn't paski. He was just being docha him. That wasn't the real answer. Elio Navi always has other ideas up his sleeve, and therefore he wasn't really posking that way. The Iker Taima, the real reason that Elio Navi was able to be in the cemetery, even though he was a Kohen, Shayasomech al Rov Aronos, Shayesh Ben Poseach Tefach. He knew that there was a Tefach in the Aronos, therefore the Tumah wasn't going up. And you find other stories, says Tosfos, that Elio Navi did say the MS reason. He was just Docha, Kamosha Matzinu, Kshayakov, Rabbi Akiva. Vamarle, Lav Kohen, Niumar, when they were bearing Rabbi Akiva. And they asked him, aren't you a Kohen? Amarle, Tzadikim, Eina Matamin. And he said, oh, the Tzadikim are not Matamin, therefore I don't have to worry. But really, that's not true. V'ikr time l'fisha haya meis mitzvah. Shoyem yeharuge malchus. V'yirein l'kavro. Right, they were worried about burying him, and therefore, they had to take care of it. Mi b'bati ovde kachavim mutarm likanes. But, Tosva says, bati ovde kachavim, in the houses of Goyim, you're allowed to go. Kedetani b'tosefta ba'al, those midurus ovde kachavim temeos Tameyam b'chus laris taharim. Because you don't have to assume that there's anything there. But if you know that it is a situation, a beis hakvaras of a guy, then one should be machmer even for Tumas ohel according to Tosus. And finally, we have the third sheet. Again, the Rambam says Tamei Maga and Masa. Tosfos says even Matame Ba'ohel, and the Shita of the Yireim, the Shita of the Yireim, the Hagos Harmonios there in Hilchas Avel, quotes the Shita of the Yireim that we pass on Rav Shimon Yochai and not like Ravina. And Rav Shimon Yochai paskins, the Namatame Ba'ohel, the Namatame anything. The Kamelon Krashbi, Me'achesh Elio Navi Oyesamaisa Kamoso, the Kiva, the Lomatame Ba'ohel, the Maga Ba'masa Nami, Lomatame. And he learns it out from Midrasha, the way he understands. That's the Shita of the Yireim. There's no Tuma at all. Three different Shitas. So what do we paskin? So the Rosh in a Tshuva says, L'chadchila we should be machmer like Tosfos. Even though Me'ikar Adin, we seem to paskin like the Rambam and others, but we should try to paskin like Tosfos. That's the Rosh in a Tshuva in Klal Lamed. Klal Lamed, Sif Aleph. Sha'altim, koin yachol elecha kivar goyim. Ika plugta meravasa. Right? Could a coin go on kibre goyim? Yesh, poskin, kershim bayachoy. Some pasin like shim bayachoy. That's the Rambam and others. And even like the Urayim, depending on which understanding of shim bayachoy. Dara kibre yodik chama inim ataman. Umivin rai mehi dababa, they bring a rai from Elio Anavi. That he pasin like him. The yesh, poskin, kershim bayachoy. That's Tosfos. Dara perak basra de olus. Ir shachareva ein b'mishum medoras goyim alma svirle medoras goyim tameim umi the gazra medoras goyim alma svirle kibri yakum matami ba'ol v'ha'hidel yo l'armer loikar tamal neskaven letchosa. Fine. What should we do? V'ra'isi as Rebbe Meir the Maharami Rutenberg shahia moche b'koanim shalolele chal kibri goyim. I saw my Rebbe the Maharami Rutenberg to tell koanim not to go on kibri goyim v'ha'machmir tavo alav bracha. That is the Rush here in Klal Shloshim. And that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch now, Shin Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kivrei Ovdi Gachavim, Nachon Li Zahir HaKohen Milei Lechaleim. It doesn't say Usser. Nachon Li Zahir. Right, that's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, because he knows the Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam is his Makel. So he's not going to just be Machver against the Rambam. So, therefore, he says, Kiyatachem Nachon Lizar. It's better to be Machmir. Ramah, Afal Pisha, Yish Mekilin, even though there are those that are Mekel. And interesting, in the parentheses, in the Yish Mekilin, it says Rambam Yireim. So, really, those aren't the same exact Mekilin. The Rambam says you can be Mekel for Ol, the Yireim says you can be Mekel for Ol, Maga, and Masa. The Nachon Lahachmir, the Ramah says, Aval Kever Shal Mumar, Laboros Kochavim, Metame Kesha Yisrael. A Kever of a Jew, a heretic, it's Metame, right? Afal Pisha, Chata Yisraelu. But again, that's the Shulchan. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Achronim here, there's a big discussion of the Sheet of the Ravid, the Dogma Meravava here. The Noda Yehuda discusses the Sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid, Hilchos Naziris, seems to say that there's no Isser Bizman Azeh because the Kohanim are already, there's no Isser for Kohanim who are already Tamei to become more Tamei. So Bizman Azeh, we're all Kohanim are Tamei. So maybe we should say, says the Dogma Meravava, there's like a Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe Akum aren't Matame at all. And even if they are Matame, maybe Bizman Azeh, we shouldn't have to worry because Kohanim are Tame anyway. That's the Svek Sveik of the Dogam Erefava. The Mishnah Lamelech says it's Neged Rova Poskim, but he says maybe for Ohel you could be so Mechanet, but not for Maga and for Masa. But then the Dogam Erefava himself, the Nod Yehuda says, I take it back. Achsham nasati alibi shulai. Maybe I misunderstood the Ravid. Maybe the Ravid didn't say mutter. He just said there's no malchus. Ulai lo amar a Ravid al inyachi of malchus. Av alinyan iser ulai afilu iser Torah moda. V'yesh b'shitos alalu kama ikulei b'shure. It's not so clear, says the Noda Behuda. V'gam asugio sasri adadi. V'yesh b'zeh dvar ma'mukim lo yechilam agilyon. L'chein hajranabi milahatir l'koin alecha al kibriyot ha'kochavim. I take it back. From allowing it. Aval b'kohen arum, if there's a naked kohen, it's a covered abrius issue, instead of having him run out, the yishlo hakel, so there, I would say, okay, brachas dafchav, covered abrius, then there's something to talk about. But either way, otherwise, so we paskin l'chadchila, like the Tosfos, Me'ikar Adin, like the Rambam. So, there is no tumah when it comes to Kabbalah's tumah when it comes to a guy, being metame others is a machlokas. One other point, there's, what about tumas kalim? There is an idea of Tumah when it comes to Goyim, and that's by Tevila. We know we're Tovel Kalim. Why are we Tovel Kalim? To add Kedusha to the Kli if it was made by a non-Jew. The language of the Yerushalmi, on the last page of Yerushalmi in Maseches Avodah Zarah, you know, with the last page, the end of Perek Hei, the language there is used. Tzarech lahatbil lefi sheyatsu mitumas nachri v'nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So that doesn't mean tumah in the formal sense. It just means the state. Nachri is defined as a state of tumah, and it's nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, in order to highlight that and to bring that on, one has to be tovalit to be ead kedusha. This is similar to the lashon. We might not have ever thought about it that we say in Alanisim. We say rabim emiatim tmeim bat tahorim. Tamei and Biatahorim. They're Tamei. I thought they can't become Tamei. We just said they can't become Tamei. So the Abu Draham in his section on Siddur on Chanukah, on page Reish Beis in mine, Tamei and Biatahorim. Ha'akam Nikram Tameim, Shenemar Kilo Yosef Yavo, Becha Od Aro V'Tamei, V'Yisro Nikram Tahorim, V'Tiartem, says Yechezkel. So sometimes Tar is used in a more flexible sense, but that is the Abu Draham's Ha'ara. Okay, we'll stop here of our discussion of Tumas Akam.